the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The lead prosecutor in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump has resigned after a judge said it was either him or Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis who had to step aside. This is after allegations of an inappropriate relationship between the prosecutor Nathan Wade and Willis. The judge's decision not to remove Willis means the case against Trump will continue. Much-needed humanitarian aid reaching Gaza, marking the start of a new sea route from Cyprus. Vice President Kamala Harris holding a meeting Friday to discuss federal marijuana law reform. Harris says marijuana should no longer be criminalized in the same category as dangerous drugs like heroin and fentanyl.
We have directed the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Justice to reassess how marijuana is classified under the federal drug schedule.
She also said that racial disparities among prosecutions for marijuana possession also need to be addressed. This is ABC News. Voters in Russia casting ballots Friday in an election that is all but sure to give President Vladimir Putin a six-year term in office. Voting coming with some protests. ABC's Lama Hassan.
1 month after the death of his main political rival, Alexei Navalny, in an Arctic penal colony, President Vladimir Putin faces no serious challengers. Navalny's widow, Yulia, has called for protests this weekend. Several cases of vandalism reported at polling locations. And across the country, protesters pouring green liquid into ballot boxes. An apparent nod to Navalny, who in 2017 had an attacker throw green disinfectant on his face.
Putin has already planned a victory celebration for Monday, one day after voting ends. The University of Maryland lifting its suspension of most fraternities and sororities after an investigation into hazing and alcohol-related activities. The university had said earlier this month that it was suspending fraternity and sorority activities, alleging after allegations of misconduct. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio. Radio refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has dismissed two of the three claims against a former Wauwatosa police officer who killed three people of color in 5 years. The families of Antonio Gonzalez, Jay Anderson, and Alvin Cole filed suits against former officer Joseph Mensa in 2022. The judge tossed the cases from Gonzalez and Anderson, saying that the use of force was necessary in their situations. The Cole case will continue. Eviction filings are rising in Wisconsin. Filings were up 18% in January from their pre-pandemic averages. Wisconsin has also seen some of the steepest rent increases between January 2022 and 2023. The median monthly rent in Wisconsin is over $1,500. Last year, research group Ford Analytics found that the state needs to build at least 140,000 housing units by 2030 just to keep pace with current demand. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin gets the W. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers beat Northwestern 70-61. They'll advance in the Big Ten tournament when they take on the number one seed, Purdue, tomorrow at noon. Greg Gard said it was a different game than the blowout over Maryland.
You know, completely different type of game than yesterday in terms of we had to really gut it out, dig in defensively after not a great start. I mean, everybody gave us quality minutes. Across the board, between foul trouble and guys a little banged up here or there, you know, a terrific team effort. So excited to be able to keep on playing.
NFL, the Badgers held their pro day today. NFL scouts and GMs, including the Packers' Brian Gutekunst, were on hand. Quarterback Tanner Mordecai ran a fast 4.46 in the 40. Braylon Allen did not run, saying he's still not 100% from that high ankle sprain.
Kind of a long road of, first of all, recovery, getting completely healthy, and then, you know, being able to squeeze in the training that I was able to. Coming out here and then showing what I can do.
That's running back Braylon Allen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and becoming breezy, highs in the low 50s. Partly sunny and colder on Sunday, still kind of breezy, highs upper 30s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Tune in Monday for the Devil's Advocate. Dom's going to tell you Joe Biden's old. I'm going to tell you, no, he's not. He's just right. Monday, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
An agency and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. But I'm Jeff, and you're you. Let's go to George from Crystal Lake, Illinois. Is Crystal Lake... Was there a horror movie off Crystal Lake?
Yeah. What was that? Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street, maybe?
Something like that. I forget. Something like that. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. Hey, quickly, I got a slogan for President Biden from a Nikki Haley supporter.
All right.
Vote for reason over treason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I'd like to start with a little caveat. That I understand big corporate and Putin's playbook is to keep us fighting amongst ourselves. This is my response to the woman speaker you had on Wednesday. And Jefferson, I guess my heart is closed. In my opinion, now is not the time to think, let alone talk about reaching out a hand to Republicans. The woman, she sounded like the Sue Collins of the country. They're there now. We've learned our lesson. Spare me. A vast majority of these voters have been voting against their own best interests for years, and they will continue to do so because of the Alex Joneses, Fox Entertainment Channel, Newsmax, etc. And, yeah, I just...
I appreciate the call, George, and I was trying to... And I was trying to navigate that conversation because a challenge I have, and I think it's a challenge a bunch of us have, is that I believe two things. And I genuinely believe both things. One, I think that extreme partisanship, and I define that by thinking that, by a viewpoint that power building over problem solving is the purpose of a political movement, that definition of partisanship, extreme partisanship, excuse me, is hurting the nation. Like, I absolutely believe that. And the other thing I believe is that what I'm going to call the MAGA boom, we can call it something else, John Birch Society preceded it, is the greatest threat, and it in conjunction with oligarchs and now, including foreign oligarchs, is the greatest threat to democracy. So what do I do
in a federalist society?
Yeah, and so what do I do with both those things, right? So, and the challenge I have, and it goes back. I had dinner with Ezra Klein years ago, and he and I knew each other a little bit, and he was on this thing like partisanship is the big problem, polarization is the big problem, polarization is the big problem, and my counter was, I agree that the divide is a problem. I agree that the big sort of the two-party system makes it a lot harder to get things done. I agree that division in the nation is a bad thing. I agree that us not being able to find common cause to solve problems is a bad thing. I also know that in my own heart, my own soul, I prefer to be a collaborator and a cooperator, right, than a warmonger. All of those things are true. And yet, Ezra, and yet New York Times, two different things to be clear, we have to look at the extant threat to democracy that is not made up. And the Washington Post editorial board understands it. And that, and if the only thing we do is both sidesy or say it's okay, can't we all just get along, and we don't understand that threat, the people with that threat, they're not looking to compromise. They're not looking to, it's not like a kind word is going to make, okay, fine, we'll start rebuilding the middle class. No, they won't. It's like, okay, we'll stop plundering the planet and creating, rushing us towards climate change. No, they won't. Okay, we'll rebuild democratic institutions. No, they won't. No, we'll help adjust the fact that we're going towards and now have the biggest wealth disparity since the Gilded Age and are going to go past there. No, they won't. It's not going to happen just because we say, oh, like, can we just get along? No, we have to persuade. We have to build a movement. We have to build a, we don't need 90%, but we need to build a 60% pro-democracy, pro-middle class, pro-environment movement in this country. And that includes disagreeing with people who are after the exact opposite of those things. Right, and not like, and not just to disagree with us, but that their actual objectives are to destroy movements that are trying to rebuild the middle class, that are trying to rebuild democracy, that are trying to save the planet. Last word for you, George.
Well, can't we just win two or three presidential cycles with the House and the Senate and get good accomplishment done and shove it down their throat and say, what more do you want?
Yeah, or if not shove it down their throat, at least just get it done, right? Because you're right. It's not the way that we're going to get any of this stuff done. When Democrats ran Congress, and they ran Congress for a long time, right? When Tip O'Neill was Speaker, Democrats ran the House for a long, long time. There was pluralist government. Conservatives had a chance to get things done. Right? Like there was still it was not a socialist country, to be clear. Right, when you had democratic control of government, big D democratic control of government, but at least progressive stuff had a chance, right? The big problem solving doesn't really have a chance when the current version of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell Republicans are in charge. Name me the big problem they're trying to solve. The problem they're trying to solve is liberals themselves. The problem they're trying to solve is democracy itself. The problem they're trying to solve is labor unions themselves. The problem they're trying to solve is equality itself. Or movements to beget equality. To me, I won't actually achieve something close to equality. I'm ranting. George, forgive me. I should go to a caller.
Right, and a fully vetted Democratic Party, fully vetted, no cinemas weaseling their way in there, you know.
Well, it's another point that I should reply to, that in the time, like when Lyndon Johnson won by a huge majority, those weren't a bunch of fluffy-hearted liberal Democrats, but by having such a big majority, it allowed big stuff to happen. The most important vote that ever happens is the vote to organize the caucus. Dave from Federal Way, Washington, you are on the air.
Yeah, hey, Jeff. Look, there's a lot of great callers, and I just want to add, like the caller that was talking about psychology and sociology, I forget where she's from, Santa Rosa, California, I believe. But, you know, I just want to add my two cents, as she said. Look, Ruth Ben-Ghiat was asked over the weekend on MSNBC about, you know, she's an expert on authoritarianism, mainly fascist Italy and Germany, right? You know, in the 20th century. And she was asked, well, how could the big lie work here when we're an open society? Well, I mean, that's a hard question. And, yeah, she did, like any responsible person, in my opinion, she kind of punted. She said there's varying opinions on why the big lie seems to be working here on a lot of people, but it's not, you know, nothing is, you know, it's not guaranteed to work. It's just working on certain people, right? And here's the thing, you know, if you look at it objectively, there's a guy, Corbain Schultz, He's a sergeant in the Army, right? He has he sold classified information. He is going to get prosecuted and likely convicted for a very long time. Now, according to the news, he only made $44,000 off of it to pay off a BMW, apparently. Now, we have a guy running for president of the United States that did worse.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to say the system's unfair. That is overly simplistic. We all know it's unfair. What I'm trying to say is we are sliding towards authoritarianism no differently than China and Russia, all right? And
I would say we're sliding differently than them, but we are sliding.
Yes, and there's any number of things that could happen that will cause either China, Russia, or the United States to go into full authoritarianism or fascism. And to say we are in the clear and it's not going to happen here, I don't know, this Trump movement, 70 million people at least voted for him last time.
All right, we're going to break. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Anything goes on Friday.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
The John and Gordy Show.
Here's the real question. Okay. Do noodles belong in chili?
That is a really good question. That is.
Boy.
Only sick and twisted people add noodles to their chili.
You really have an opinion.
Oh,
there,
I do.
Sam.
I do.
Yeah, no noodles for Sam.
No. Okay. If I wanted noodles, I'd have spaghetti.
Right. Okay, I was going to say, do you want noodles
exactly.
with your spaghetti?
Drawing a line in the sand now. Okay.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid, it really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and You sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
We're back. You're listening to Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith. Let's go to Tom from Los Angeles. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Jefferson. I am so thankful for you. I am so thankful for Tom's show. I am so thankful for all of the gurus that seem to all kind of come together one way or another, like Neil Donald Walsh and Fear versus Love. I am so thankful for the fact that we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. I'm thankful that we're going to rise up, and we are going to get big money out of politics, and that we are going to go back to an FDR type of system where we actually invest in our country. I am thankful for the people on the other side that have actually started to wake us all up to the fact of all of the negativity that has gone on. I am also thankful for the fact that we have people on the progressive side that can say just because a woman has a right to choose doesn't mean that she's going to choose to terminate a pregnancy.
Yeah.
In fact, 80% to 90% of women actually choose to have a child. And I don't think it's government's right to choose. Well,
The percentage of women who decide to have an abortion is low, and the circumstances matter, and it's their call.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, keep going.
That's what I'm saying, and women should have that right to choose, but it should never be framed as pro-life versus pro-choice. It should always be framed as two nouns, pro a woman's right to choose or pro the government's right to choose, and that's something the government should not be choosing for any woman. Women are too smart, too intellectual, too great, like we talked about in yesterday's show about having more women in power. Women are very, very strong. I also want to thank the goddess, Tammy Baldwin, because myself as a gay man, after 30 years of not being able to give blood and give the gift of life, I now have been able to, 2 weeks ago, give blood again. And I now have been able to once a week give platelets that are going to save people's lives.
That's awesome.
All the time.
That's awesome.
So just know, thank you guys. Thank you for being who you are, intellectual people without arrogance, intellectual people with actually asking questions and knowing that questions are more important than answers, because questions or answers usually lead to more questions. Intellectual curiosity, just thank you. And I would just also say to anybody out there that is either a gay man who could never give blood, you can give blood now, and you can give platelets and help save this world and help save people. And to anybody else out there, don't be snowflakes. It's only a little prick in the arm. Don't mean that in a
I understand.
Sexual way. It's only a little prick in the
little needle.
Your arm.
Little
and
needle.
You're saving people's lives.
Yeah.
So, get out there, give blood, give platelets, and thank you for you. And just know that when people hate, they really fear. And I would just say to people that are hate or angry at LGBTQ people, or pronouns or whatever it might be, first off, I think we need to change the pronoun of God to no pronoun, because I don't think God is a him or a her. And I think that,
that patriarchal society, evangelicals will love that God one.
We made God into a man, and that might be part of the
I want to say thanks for your call and your and it's. I don't know if it's possible to have a gratitude rant. Okay, I don't know if it's possible to, if a positive rant is such a thing, but you just did one. You just did a gratitude rant. You just did a positive rant. I appreciate it very much. And I love that. Go save the world. Go save lives. And how can you? And what can be a more a pure? What can be a pure manifestation of generosity than giving one's blood and giving one's platelets? Tom, thank you so much. We love you. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Max from Jackson, Georgia, other side of the country.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Jeff, I just want to start off and say thank you. I absolutely respect your psychology, your intelligence, your mannerisms, and how you deal with people and your mindset, and it's much appreciated.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, so I have a bit of information for you. I was hoping maybe you could take down three notes for yourself. I really, really wanted to share with you.
I'm asking, being asked to take notes. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, there's a book out there, just like there's absolute history of other things in our world. There's a book you can pick up called The Day After Roswell, and it's written by Philip J. Corso, a lieutenant who has passed away at this point. But basically, he helps explain how alien technology has been reversed and disseminated and trickled down through the corporate private sector to keep power away from prying eyes. And to make it seem organic, as if humans have developed it.
For instance, what, do we know what kind of alien technology we think is human technology? The Chia Pet? I always thought the Chia Pet was fishy.
Yeah, well, basic things that seem pretty rampant in our accelerant rate of, you know, technological development.
Yeah.
Just basic things that you wouldn't believe, you know, from basics of circuitry and fiber optics and, you know, and among other things, microparticle accelerators. So there's here's the other bits of information. There's a guy named Dr. Stephen Greer. There's kind of a media blackout, but he's spearheaded this thing called the Disclosure Project for the past three decades. And he and his team have just turned in 12 terabytes of information, full of pictures, dossiers, you know, briefings, you name it, locations. They supposedly have 700... some whistleblowers, 155 secret alien technology-based locations. This has been turned into every department from the DOD, Congress, the White House, FBI, you name it. They made sure everybody has it. And there's also a man named Bob Lazar. I don't know how familiar you are with the ufology community. However,
very unfamiliar.
Okay, so here's a good piece of information if you want to search or YouTube. There's a video, it's going to be about 18 minutes. You're going to want to punch in his keywords, Bob Lazar and Government Bible. And don't let the name disparage you. It's just, you'll find out why. It's a nickname given to information that a former scientist who worked with them, you know, three decades ago, he made a video about element 115 being the fuel that, you know, powers enough power for anti-gravitational propulsion systems that he reverse engineered.
I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives. So we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. My life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. ABC News, I'm Mark Remillar. The lead prosecutor in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump has resigned after a judge said it was either him or Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis who had to step aside. This is after allegations of an inappropriate relationship between the prosecutor Nathan Wade and Willis. The judge's decision not to remove Willis means the case against Trump will continue. Much-needed humanitarian aid reaching Gaza, marking the start of a new sea route from Cyprus. Vice President Kamala Harris holding a meeting Friday to discuss federal marijuana law reform. Harris says marijuana should no longer be criminalized in the same category as dangerous drugs like heroin and fentanyl.
We have directed the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Justice to reassess how marijuana is classified under the federal drug schedule.
She also said that racial disparities among prosecutions for marijuana possession also need to be addressed. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid all fires, with the state continuing to experience elevated fire dangers. Some parts of northern Wisconsin haven't seen any precipitation in over a month. Mix that with breezy weather, and the DNR says that elevated fire conditions will continue into early next week. The DNR has already responded to nearly 250 wildfires this year. March is National Social Worker Month. One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and becoming breezy, highs in the low 50s. Partly sunny and colder on Sunday, still kind of breezy, highs upper 30s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, They're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Max, we're going back to you to finish your thought. The powers that be were enraptured by what you had to say and abruptly went to break when you were mid-paragraph. So I do want to make sure I get to other callers, but I want to give you a chance to finish your thought. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want you to understand that there is a pattern in information and how it's presented, even subconscious in Hollywood. A lot of channels nowadays have a lot of UFO shows that would never have humored the idea in previous times. And Oppenheimer is a huge informational relational point, because when we did the atomic testing in 47, we discovered new energy, a faster than light energy, actually, and it is called scalar energy.
It's like and spice like from you imagine, the moon.
Yeah. Like you envision a planet when it blows up in a sci-fi movie and it's that energy ring that goes out flat like a pancake in every direction.
I don't know if that's actually how it happens. I just saw that in the new. Actually, planets destroyed differently in the old Star Wars. In the old Star Wars, it was just like fireworks. And then when the new Star Wars, and like the same movie but like with new technology, then there was the ring that went out. And I don't know if that's because that's actually how the planets do it or just because George Lucas figured out some new technology.
I was just describing the energy effect. When we set off our atomic bombs, we understood that during nuclear fission, that scalar energy occurs. It is a faster-than-light energy that travels out in all directions, and that is what downed three UFOs. That is how Roswell started, and that is how the exact story starts.
What's
going
your favorite
there.
Source? I want to make sure I get other callers. Is Anything Goes Friday, to be clear, and I appreciate us testing the limits of that. What's your number one source that people would enjoy the most on these subjects?
The day after Roswell is a good. You're gonna have to start from there. That's a good point.
Start from there. Day after Roswell. Max, thank you so much for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Pearson from Lamarck, Texas. You have any thoughts on aliens? No. It doesn't have to be aliens. Anything goes on Friday. So what's gonna go for you?
Okay. Well, first of all, I am thankful, grateful for venues like Pacifica Radio and Free Speech TV especially, and to my fellow listener contributors across the country, make it possible for me and my fellow time travelers to hear people like Brian from, I think it was New Mexico yesterday, or Applegate, Wisconsin. I think I wrote this down, so I wouldn't forget. Yeah, Jim from Applegate, Michigan, and then Brian from New Mexico. And so that way, when I hear them, I could give them some feedback to help open their eyes. For example, when I was an elementary school student back in the 60s, 70s, and I learned about Columbus's so-called discovery and then the ensuing Holocaust against the indigenous people in this country, I didn't feel guilty about it. I felt deeply sad. I felt sad and disappointed in Columbus and his explorers at that time. And by the time I was in high school, I grew angry at them. Guilt never entered into it. Angry, prime motivated for me wanting to effect positive change. Mm-hmm. So it's got nothing to do with guilt. It's no guilt trip. Young kids today are resilient. It's okay if some of them might feel guilty. I don't know why they would. There's no logic to it. So there's that. And then the other piece of that is to do with history. You mentioned it yourself yesterday, and I think you knew about it, but you misspoke. When we talk about back in Abraham Lincoln's time, the people back then who were anti-slavery, they were the liberals of that time who happened to call themselves Republicans. Mm-hmm. Like today, we call ourselves Democrats, progressives, whatever. So it's very sneaky how Frank Luntz advises Republicans the language around and misguide and rewrite history. The Republicans of today like to think, well, we were anti-slavery. No, you weren't. Your ancestors, the ones who had ancestors back in this country back at that time, were against what we were in favor of, abolishing slavery. So let's not ever forget.
Yeah, no, we know that move, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your call, Pearson. And both you're trying to be a little granular about, not granular, but precise in the sort of your emotional state with respect to the Columbus stuff, and the and recognizing that they're trying to whitewash, and I use that term on purpose, trying to say, oh, well, because we took over, because right wingers effectively took over what had been the Progressive Party 120 years ago, 145 years ago, that now that can whitewash what's actually happening with racial justice, what's not happening with racial justice with the Republican Party now. All you got to go do is look at the Republican National Convention, man. Go look at the Trump National Convention, and then it's, you know, it'll give you a signal of what America is not. They do not represent America. It's not very close. Pearson, thank you so much.
That's right.
You be
and you
well.
You are still America's substitute teacher. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. Susan, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Jefferson?
I'm doing good.
Always a pleasure when you host.
Thank you.
I called you the other day, and I know you couldn't get to me. And I'm from Saratoga Springs, New York. I like to advertise it on the East Coast, this program, because a lot of people don't know about it.
All right.
So you were looking for a different name for Social Security.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I get my Social Security check every month, yeah, I always say it comes on March 3rd, and I'm paying myself. And I tell people that. So, you know, because I really think it should be called the National Retirement Savings Program. Mm. NRSP. Because I don't like the word entitlement either.
Yeah, well, National Retirement Savings is cool. I actually think Social Security is a pretty good name, and if we just call it Social Security, the people who like to say the word entitlements, it's and sometimes it's about math, but sometimes it's because they like that word because they'd rather not say they want to cut Social Security. They'd rather say they want to manage entitlements. It's a lot easier. It's a lot more palatable. A Frank Luntz dial test is going to do a lot better. Say, oh, we've got to deal with the deficit by managing entitlements. Yes, of course. We should deal with the debt by managing entitlements rather than we should cut Social Security. That does not dial test as well.
No. I agree. All but right. I have a little joke for you because I wanted to add a little levity to the program.
Yep.
Because you have that New Yorker that you, there was a little cartoon in the New Yorker several years ago, and it's a Republican politician out having dinner with a lady of the evening. And he says to her, I'm going to lower taxes on the wealthy. I'm funding child care. I'm looking forward from Medicare for all, reducing student debt. Green new energy. He says, that's about me. He says, tell me about yourself to the woman. And she says, well, I'm a virgin.
All right.
Did you get it?
I think I got it.
That was a good cut on the repulse. Yes. So that's my little bit for today.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you so much for listening.
And I wanted to say thank you, Chuck Schumer, for standing up and saying what we need to say.
I'm glad you brought it up. A new story that we haven't touched on today is that the highest ranking Jewish elected official in the United States of America just came out and called out Netanyahu and said there needed to be a new direction within Israel. He is a lifelong and continued supporter of Israel, has a lot of pro-Israel cred, and said that Netanyahu is taking them in the wrong direction. And I'm glad you called that out. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I hope he does. I wonder if Senator Schumer is going to lose APAC funding.
He might. No, it's at risk. It's at
he
risk.
He might. I'm glad he did it.
It showed real courage. I think it's Marie from Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air.
You got it. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. So regarding the ruling in the Fulton County case that came down this morning, Lonnie Willis is not removed, but she has to remove herself, or Nathan Wade, the special district attorney, would have to go. I think it's reasonable to expect that Nathan Wade will go. But the bigger issue about this case is that for years, many of us who are in the legal profession have been saying that the voters need to pay attention to judicial races. You'd be amazed at how often people will click, you know, if they can make the selection of all Democratic ticket or all Republican ticket. They make those choices, but because judicial races are often nonpartisan,
yep,
those races are not filled in. So if you don't scroll down and actually select the candidates who are running for judicial office, essentially the people who are paying attention to those are the only ones who are making the selections.
Yep.
And in terms of the federal races, you also have to understand that, you know, vet the people who will be appointing and the people who will be nominating someone for these federal lifetime positions. Because for whatever reason, people don't understand that Brian Kemp and his Judicial Nominating Commission have a hand in and have a voice in who gets recommended to a federal judicial position from Georgia.
I will say,
similar in other states.
So for two things at least. One, pay attention to judicial races, pay attention to judicial appointments, pay attention to the Federal Society. Shout out to my friend Alex Ahrens, who's working on this stuff. Second, I think we should have a coalition of start voting at the bottom of the ballot. And if it's multiple pages, go to the last page first, start there, and finish at the front. That's what I think. We'll be back. This is Tom Hartman's show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back in just a moment.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former
Drew
lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey.
This is
so
why
I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Doubt. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag you're it.
We got a couple lines open. If you want one of those free tickets to the Wings Conference, April 25th, the Climate Tech Community show in Portland, Oregon, April 25th, you can call the number 202-808-9925. Congratulations to Charles for winning one of those, 202-808-9925. It's an old-school radio giveaway. Can't do that stuff just on the digital world, or maybe you could, but it's still an old-school radio giveaway. Wings Conference, 202-808-9925, April 25th. Going to be a good show. All right, I want to hear from Beachside Bill, who we had a chance to talk before. Beachside Bill, it is Anything Goes Friday. Go ahead.
Aloha. Good morning to you, Jeffersons. Hope all's well, and it is a good Friday morning here. I leave for home Monday. I can't wait to get back, but, you know, flying back, I'm going forward in time, you know, here in Hawaii, and it's just going to be it's a shock because in Hawaii, they never changed their time. It always stays the same all these years, and now I'm flying back, and I'm going to lose an hour or gain an hour time, however you want to look at it, yeah. In my life, you know, flying.
Yeah, you'll have a 25-hour day. It's going to be a miracle, but anyway.
It will be. Anyway. Yeah. I'd love to respond to the man who donated blood for the first time in 30 years. I welcome him. I welcome the gay community. I've been donating blood for 37 years now. I'm at 150 gallons. I was just on the news. You can Google my name, Bill Lundell.
Do you get frequent flyer miles for that? Like when you get to 100 gallons, do they give you like, I don't know, a gallon back, or do they give you like a little golden gallon jug like that's not a full gallon but looks like a gallon jug that you can wear on a necklace or a bracelet or something? Do you get any prize? Do they gamify this at all?
Well, they give you some trinkets. You know, they'll give you a T-shirt, and they'll give things. You know, nothing monetarily.
You get like a tattoo. You get like a tattoo, 150 gallons, man.
Well, if I got a tattoo, I wouldn't be able to donate blood. You know, a real.
Oh yeah,
tattoo,
don't get a tattoo. That would be ironic. That would be the worst
prize. People want me to.
I came up with the worst prize you could possibly do.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I have to say that, you know, I've known gay people over the years who have donated, and they had to lie, you know, lesbians, gay men, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And now it matters, because now they are treated equal, and I welcome them, and I hope more gay men do, because, you know, blood is needed. My blood goes to children with cancer, you know. Wow. I chose in my life not to have children. I didn't have them. That's why I'm able to come to Hawaii and fly around, go wherever I want, because I have that, because I, you know, and I didn't want children. But my blood goes to children.
Give them
that's
the,
something
you,
I'm
you
very
give
proud
children
of.
The blood. No, Bill, it's awesome, man. Thank you so much for that, and thanks for the call. James from Winston-Salem, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Jeff, actually two. First question is, when is our government, Republicans and Democrats, going to support not taxing us on our 401k. That's the only means we have, is that they have a pension that we pay for, but they tax us on our 401k. The only thing we have is what's somewhat could be considered a pension. Has anybody ever come across and said we're going to do that, or if so, why not?
Yeah, I've got a couple of thoughts, but ask your second question. Maybe I'll tackle them together.
Okay, the next question is, Democrats say they support women's rights, women's moving forward. Well, how can they support transgender men playing in women's sports? How does that forward women? It degrades women. I don't understand that.
Yeah, the thing I will say about transgender sports is that I offer no expertise or wisdom. All I have is humility. What I know is that I don't want to vilify, and I don't want to use the trans community as a political punching bag. I don't want to use them as a way to distract us from other issues. So what I offer is humility on the subject, and knowing that so often it is the thing, so that somebody doesn't have to talk about what's actually impacting women, what's actually impacting single women, what's actually impacting young moms, including women's right to choose, including access to real benefits, including making sure that they can earn a living wage, including making sure that food stamp benefits are actually available, that people who don't want to talk about real women's issues are saying, wait. The most important thing is if there's like a former man, or there's a man trapped in a woman's body, or there's a trans woman who's playing water polo. That's the most important thing. No, it's not. And that's not to diminish the human struggle. That's not to diminish the challenge. But it is to say that what I want to offer is humility and make sure that we're not just using this as a political punching bag, not just using this as a way to vilify people and to vilify trans people, to make them feel less than and feel worse than. What do I know? Not much, but I think I know that. But to your other point, I think it's actually an interesting question. So to answer the question as you asked it, as I heard you ask it, which is when do you think there will be Republicans and or Democrats who consider changing tax structure, eliminating or reducing taxes on 401ks? I think that there is a chance that we'll have to start grappling with that in about a decade, and I'll say why. And it's not because I don't think 401ks should be taxed. That's not my point. My point is that this country made a move, largely driven by corporate America, to move away from pensions. The pensions were viewed as long-tail obligations. Private equity firms didn't like them. The Wall Street didn't like them. They were expensive. Nobody wanted to be paying workers who weren't working there. And so corporate America has largely, over the last 30 years, phased out pensions. There are still some public pensions that exist, but private America has been phasing out pensions. Instead, they started doing 401ks. Oh, just kick a little bit in. But it is not a fraction. The 401k does not provide a fraction of the benefit that a real pension provided. So we are going to have a silver tsunami of challenge with seniors. We have so many seniors who have almost, is it 40 million? It's a huge number. It might be as many as 40 million seniors with no retirement, and we're going to have to get by on Social Security and no pension and a little bit of 401k. And that's going to create all kinds of challenges, including a challenge of housing. Because memory care, as we know, is like $6,000-$7,000 a month. If you need real round-the-clock Alzheimer's care, that's really expensive. They can get up to like $9,000 a month. For almost any senior care that has any nursing, it's multiple thousands of dollars a month. That can be a real challenge. I think we are going to be facing a challenge with retirement benefits over the next decade. But I don't think it's as simple as just dealing with the 401ks. But I appreciate the call. That's what I think, James.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today
today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-555.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show.
In Central America, sweet potatoes were domesticated at least 5,000 years ago.
It's good to domesticate a potato. You gotta tame those.
Domesticated potatoes.
Really have to tame them. They had to be a little bit more friendly to humans.
It's a great band name, Domesticated Potatoes. Write that one down.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.